It's Friday. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. We're here at the NovaCare Complex, just 2 days away from the Eagles starting their NFC East schedule against the Washington Redskins. And, Joe, I begin with this. It's a question for all of us here. Is this, in your eyes, a must-win for the Philadelphia Eagles?
No. I don't think so at all, Dave. I mean, it's an important game. It's a game where we know the schedule is about to get a lot harder, you know, pretty quickly here. No question about that. You want to get every game you can, but no, I don't think the Eagles at 3-1 are in any position where you say must win. But, you know, Dave, you also do look at, you hope to get to the playoffs and you hope to jockey for better playoff position in home games and stuff like that. So it's, you know, everything matters. It's all influential, but no, I wouldn't say must win.
Okay.
I mean, do you agree?
I agree. It is a very important game.
Yes.
And the NFC East is obviously where the Eagles must make their hay to get into the postseason. Everybody understands that. Can't wait for Sunday to get here. In the meantime, let's get you caught up with everything happening at the NovaCare Complex on this Friday. Head coach Doug Peterson meeting the media with some injury updates and some final words about the preparation for the Washington Redskins. Time for our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. Tomorrow, the Eagles will hit the road as they head to our nation's capital. But today, we heard from head coach Doug Peterson, who started things off by giving an injury update, adding running back Ryan Matthews to the list, who was excused from practice today with an illness.
Brian, Fletcher Cox are good. And then Leotis is going to practice today, so he's feeling much better. And then Ryan Matthews, we excused him. He's ill, actually, and so he's left and won't be at practice today.
Sunday's game will be the NFL debut for rookie fifth-round pick Halapulavati Vaitai. But according to Coach Peterson, it's not necessarily a week-by-week trial for the rookie. Instead, he is very committed to having Vaitai at right tackle.
Fully committed. You know, he's had a great week of practice, a good week of preparation. There's a few mental things that we cleaned up during the week, and that's why you practice. But, you know, from the standpoint of him executing and doing what we ask him to do, he's fine and committed to him, you know, being that right tackle.
Meanwhile, for Washington, one of their top receiving threats, tight end Jordan Reed, is in the league's concussion protocol. So it's still a question as to whether or not he will be able to suit up on Sunday. But according to Coach Peterson, it doesn't make a difference for the Eagles' game plan.
You know what? It doesn't. It doesn't, because you know we're in the same. We have guys that may or may not go, and so they're, you know, they. You just have to prepare for everybody, and you know, our mentality is that just that, and you know, our focus is to get our guys ready to go for Sunday.
You can watch all of Doug Peterson's press conference from earlier today, as well as all of our locker room sound on demand, right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thank you so much, Alex. In a bit, we'll talk about the key matchups in this game. But when we return to Eagles 360, we're going to go inside the crunch time world of Jordan Matthews, Eagles wide receiver. He and Alex Smith sit down and talk about life on and off the football field.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. Time now for Crunch Time. Alex Smith and wide receiver Jordan Matthews.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith. Welcome to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by Lay's Kettle Cook. I am very pleased to be joined by Eagles wide receiver Jordan Matthews. Jordan, are you ready for Crunch Time?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
First question, I got to ask you about your touchdown celebration with Carson Wentz. Okay. You fake the jump, fix the tie, shake his hand. How long did it take you guys to come up with that?
It was really, I feel like it was maybe 90% me coming up with it and 10% of Carson just agreeing to it. So it really didn't take too long. I kind of had a good idea of it once I kind of got to know him. I used like the handshakes I have with people kind of off their own personality and our own, you know, relationship that we have. So, you know, me and Carson, you know, that's something that we both see eye to eye on, is that, you know, we love the game. We definitely get excited, but at the same time, you know, we put each big play in its proper perspective. You know, that's what we expect to do. And so it's always business as usual. So that's why we act like we might, you know, get overly excited, but then we just straighten up the tie, shake hands, keep it going.
So there's nothing else that you guys tried out? That's been the only one?
No, it was quick, man. It was, the really first take. And, you know, the first game, I was like, man, I didn't know if he was going to be too nervous kind of pull it off, but execution was great, you know, so I think it's going to stick around for a minute.
You've had some pretty good celebrations. Yeah. You had the Rocky celebration last year after you scored a touchdown. Who do you think is the best celebrator in the NFL?
Past
or present?
It's between past got to be T.O. or Ocho. I mean, obviously those guys. I mean, Sharpie, that's classic. Man, Ocho, when he put the Hall of Fame jacket on, that was crazy. But, you know, right now it's got to be between Odell and A.B. And, you know, not the dances, because, you know, I know you can kind of like, okay, see what dances the kids are doing and then just imitate it. But I think last year Odell hit the hurdles one time. I was like, okay, that's kind of creative. Like, who? Nobody was going to think about that, you know, hitting the hurdles, because I know he used to do track back in the day, and his mom's a hurdler, so he did that for her. So I thought that was pretty cool. Then I just love AB's celebration, man, because I feel like it just comes from the heart. He's just a very animated guy. He's fun to watch. So I think when he scores, he has no plan. He's just the first thing that comes to his mind, like when he jumped on the goalpost. So it's got to be those two guys at the top of the list.
Going back to that Rocky celebration, would you be a good boxer?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like anything, if I put my mind to it, I feel like I could do it. You know, so if at a young age I would have chose the route of boxing, I would have like, okay, I'm going to make sure I'm going to be the best at it. So I feel like I'd be pretty good at it.
You played soccer when you were growing up, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think your range is for a field goal right now?
Oh, my gosh. This, no practice, just walk outside and go do it? Man, I'm 20. I ain't going.
20?
Yeah, man, I ain't gonna give myself too much. It's been a long time since I've kicked.
Best and worst taste in music in the Eagles locker room?
Oh, man. Dog. You know, it's got to be my boy, Al Barber. I love Al's death, but, man,
worst.
Oh, yeah. When Al, if he'll get, like, one time to put some music on every, like, 2 months, and it makes sense. That's all he needs, because every time he puts on, I'm like, Al, what is this, man? Now he'll play some country songs I do like every once in a while, but sometimes I'm like, Al, come on, man, we got to get our iPod to somebody else. We'll pass Oxford after he has it for, like, 2 songs.
Who's the best?
The best? I'm definitely at the top of the list. JP does a good job, though. JP does a good job. He's very diverse with his music. You know, he's not one-dimensional to where only one group of people will like, and he plays all genres for the whole locker room. He's got a big responsibility as DJ. So he's got to do it for games, too, pregame, really? Postgame, practice, you know, camp when nobody feels like doing anything. He does a good job.
Jordan Matthews, thank you very much for joining me here on Crunch Time.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you so much, guys. I look for Jordan Matthews to be a really key figure in this game, of course. Yeah. And I wonder how the Redskins will play it. Does Josh Norman follow Matthews? Who's the dangerous receiver here, the most dangerous receiver? Do they have him follow Matthews in the slot, on the outside, both sides?
Yeah, I don't really think so, Dave. We'll see, obviously. I mean, they've kind of gone both ways with that this year with their defense. It's interesting because, you know, obviously Jordan Matthews moves around a lot. And, you know, the Eagles are developing him more outside now this year than they had under Chip Kelly the last couple of years. And he's done a pretty good job with it. He certainly still is bread and butter, is clearly in the slot. There's no question, Dave, it's where he's most effective. But I think to his credit, he's improving on the outside. And you know, Doug Peterson's utilizing him. And, you know, there's no question. You want to put him outside because you want to develop that part of his game. And he is the best receiver that Carson Wentz has to throw the ball to.
Right. The question is, does he have the speed to play outside to get down the field? And it's an element in this Eagles offense, those big chunk yardage plays in the passing game that really haven't been there consistently through the first four games. In this game, we're going to talk about it. Do the Eagles want to run the football or do they want to throw it? Probably a lot of both. And that's what we're going to talk about next, the key matchups. Eagles against the Redskins Sunday, a big battle in the NFC East. We go inside some of our key matchups for Sunday. Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera, Eagles 360. A reminder that our game day coverage on Sunday begins at noon with our kickoff show from the NovaCare Complex and from FedEx Field. You'll be here, I'll be there, and it's a big one for the Eagles. Let's talk about some of the key matchups for Sunday's Eagles-Redskins game. Joe, you begin.
Well, many, obviously, things to look into, but let's start specifically with the Eagles' rushing attack versus Washington's run defense. Interesting opportunity here for the Birds because, you know, Washington has really struggled against the run big time this year. They are 30th in the NFL against the run. And so far throughout the course of this year, they've given up 130 yards per game. That's really, really bad. You see these numbers and, you look at Washington, it's a lot of really bad results there. Now, of course, as we know, Dave, from the Eagles standpoint, four different running backs that have been mixed in throughout the course of the season. Matthews, Sproles, Smallwood, and Barner. Matthews, it's interesting. Matthews with the most carries, with 44 carries, with the lowest per carry average at 3.3 yards per carry. Barner with the least carries, 14 carries, with the highest yards per carry average at 6.1. Last week, a different sort of approach from Doug Peterson with the distribution of the carries and the snaps. Matthews obviously played a lot more than the other guys. Smallwood and Barner, who had been very successful against Pittsburgh, did not get any opportunities to run the ball. So it'll be interesting. I would certainly expect that, you know, they'll be mixed in. Of course, Darren Sproles continues, as he has throughout his Eagles career, to do a good job. But against Washington in this 3-4 defense, you know, Carson Wentz going to want to push the ball down the field and all that, but there's no question the run game really could, you know, could be a plus for the Eagles here.
And with a new right tackle, a rookie at right tackle, running the football and keeping the Eagles out of third and long situations. The Eagles, if you want to look for a flaw in the offense here, it's their third down conversion rate, which is 26th in the NFL. It's just not good enough. And a lot of that is not necessarily due to what they're doing on third down as much as it is what they're doing on first and second down. So, yes, I think they will run the football on Sunday. And I will not be surprised if Wendell Smallwood is the one who really emerges as the ball carrier. Still a question whether Ryan Matthews will be healthy after this illness that forced him out of Friday's practice. But I still think it's Smallwood. He just gets to and through the hole very quickly.
He's physical but also quick, clearly. Mm-hmm. One thing that stands out, you know, sometimes I think stats can be deceiving. And I think the Eagles statistically look a little better running the ball right now than I think their actual performance has been. 10th in the league right now running the football as far as, you know, yards per game. But I think a lot of that day has been they've gotten some big leads, to their credit, no question, gotten some big leads, been able to salt the game away in the third and fourth quarter running the football. But I don't feel like they look like the 10th best running team in the league. So, you know, you want to continue to see that develop, but, Chris, you want to continue to see the big leads also.
Sure, and Sunday will be a chance to see an Eagles team that I think will come out running the football early on to try to take advantage of that Washington middle of the defense. Now, my key matchup is on the other side of the ball. I'm looking at Connor Barwin, who's made the transition from a stand-up linebacker to a hand-in-the-dirt defensive end. He had a sack in the opener against Cleveland. No sacks since then. Only a few tackles since then. He goes up against four-time Pro Bowl left tackle Trent Williams. Look, the Eagles need to be great up front against Kirk Cousins and this Washington offense. It's more of a pass offense than a run offense. It's get the football out of your hands quickly. Connor Barwin needs to win the battle against Trent Williams and allow the rest of the line to do its job. So far, it's been an up-and-down transition for Connor, and he gets one of the best left tackles in the business on Sunday.
He does, and one of the things Jay Gruden did a lot last year was one of their successes, especially as the year progressed, and of course, they, you know, Washington won the division, was a lot of six offensive lineman packages for the Redskins, not just down at the goal line, but, you know, anywhere on the football field. They did that a lot. They like to really give a lot of max protection to Kirk Cousins. That obviously affords DeSean Jackson more time to get down the field in the passing game. So, yeah, Dave, when we talk about players like Connor Barwin and the others on the Eagles, you know, defensive line, they're going to deal with, you know, presumably a lot of offensive linemen up there.
Yeah. So these are our key matchups. There are many more, obviously, and perhaps the key statistic of all that we learned last week is the turnover differential. The Eagles were so good for the first three games and three quarters plus.
Yep.
And then those last few minutes last week really hurt this team in the loss. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. We're going to talk next about some interesting statistics, some of the numbers that mean so much for the Eagles and the Redskins. All of that and more when we come back. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give them heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give them the 1-2.
You tell them, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give them the business.
By God, let's sock it to them.
Yeah.
Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra-smooth, full-bodied flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
It's Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app, Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. Time for some numbers. It's our next-gen stats, our stats-only piece, and the first highlight here, Joe, we all know Dorial Green-Beckham is 6'5" tall, ran a 4.3, 7.40. He's got a unique combination of size and speed, as we find out here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only, where we go inside the numbers from the Eagles matchup with the Detroit Lions. And today, let's start things out by looking at a catch and run from Dorial Green-Beckham that shows exactly why his combination of size, speed, and strength are so unique to the wide receiver.
During the third quarter of Sunday's game, Carson Wentz found Green Beckham on a short pass over the middle, and that's when DGB used his physical skill set to turn a short pass into a gain of 26 yards. Green Beckham uses his 32.5-inch arms to stiff arm Lions linebacker Tahir Whitehead and keep the play alive. After the 2015 combine, Green Beckham's wingspan was measured at 79.75 inches. That's larger than the reach for most championship boxers, including Muhammad Ali. DGB also used his weight to force the defender back at 230 pounds. Only five receivers drafted in the last 5 years have weighed more. He then uses his legs to get all the way down to the 3-yard line, reaching a max speed of 18.15 miles per hour.
Next up, let's take a look at safety Chris Maragos, whose stellar play on special teams often goes under the radar.
Maragos has been part of 83 special team snaps for the Eagles this season, and on those plays, he's covered a total distance of 3,422 yards. That's nearly 2 miles of ground covered in just 4 games played. On Sunday, Maragos covered 708 yards on just 19 plays, and his top speed of 21.46 miles per hour was the fastest he's been all season. It may have seemed like just another day at the office for Maragos, but his rock-solid play has gone a long way towards the Eagles' special teams unit being one of the best in the NFL.
And finally, let's take a look at quarterback Carson Wentz. And while Wentz had another strong game through the air on Sunday, he also used his legs to do some damage against Detroit's defense.
Sunday's game plan for the Eagles featured a number of designed read option style run plays for the second overall pick. Attempting to get the Lions defense to over pursue the running back, Wentz would hold on to the ball himself and use his legs to his advantage. Early in the second quarter, Wentz sprinted for 10 yards on a QB keeper to pick up the first down. And while the run only picked up 10 yards in the scorebook, Wentz actually ran a total of 30 yards on the play, reaching a top speed of 18.7 miles per hour in the process, proving that when he needs to, the quarterback can use his legs in crucial situations.
That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Stats Only. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Well, those are some numbers to digest. We've got more of those coming next week after the Eagles beat the Washington Redskins. I said it.
Okay.
What are you, shocker to everybody.
Joe Namath over there?
Yeah, really. More to get to here. Our final segment coming up on Eagles 360 as we review a week that, for the first time in this regular season, brought the Eagles some adversity. How will they handle it? This portion of Eagle 360 was presented by Eagles Win, You Win is back at Dunkin' Donuts. DD Perks members score a free medium coffee the day after an Eagles win. Just pay with your Perks enrolled DD card. The Eagles run on Dunkin'.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right. Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra-smooth, full-bodied flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome back. It's our final segment on this Friday here, Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and Joe DeCamera. Well, it's been a week where the Eagles have faced some hurdles. A loss in Detroit in the last minutes. They come back to Philadelphia, and they are slapped with the reality of Lane Johnson's 10-game suspension. It's our Week in Review, presented by Bud Light.
Quick pitch. Ryan Matthews looks for running room, fumbles the football, and the Lions have it. He is letting it go deep. He's looking for Aguilar. No, it's intercepted. It's intercepted, and there's the game.
The biggest thing is that we just shot ourselves in the foot a couple too many times.
It's playing sloppy. And it's not our standard.
We just came up a little bit short. I mean, it's still a good football team.
The big news here at the NovaCare Complex is that starting right tackle Lane Johnson has indeed been suspended 10 games.
Lane was playing great football, you know, but the decision was made, and now we got all the confidence in the world in Big V.
And I'm a big boy, so I'm going to do everything to protect Carson.
Now Doug Peterson can grab this team and get their attention and get them to being that hungry football team that we saw the first three games.
We know who we are. Let's just get back to work. We know the mission. Let's continue to, you know, try and get to where we're trying to go.
Our key this week is to start fast, man. Get back to fundamentally sound ball, technique, and just bring that energy.
This game is a big game for us.
Your way to the playoffs goes to your division.
This is the game where we really find out what this Eagles team is made of.
There's been a lot of excitement around here, and, you know, we're not letting that fade away.
Okay, so Joe, give me some final thoughts. How's this thing going to play out on Sunday?
I think the Eagles are going to be in good spot here. I really do. But, you know, Washington obviously having won the division last year in three straight, you know, there is a challenge. But I think the Eagles are a better football team. Look, this to me is one of those games where, and last year was a down year for the NFC East. We all know that. So occasionally you can make the playoffs with 9 wins or, you know, a couple years ago Carolina made it 7-8-1 and other teams sometimes 8-8 and all that stuff. But generally speaking, I think you shoot for that 10-win range to feel like that kind of solidifies your chances. This, to me, is one of those games where it's the if you can get it, it really helps your cause for 10 and more, Dave, staying away from kind of the 8 range. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are the kind of games when the season is over, you can look back and say, Eagles made or didn't make the playoff based on winning or losing this very kind of game.
And I think the numbers bear that out. A 4-1 record has a 72% chance of reaching the postseason, a 3-2 record, a 50% chance.
Well, how about that? Plus, it's a division game.
Yeah.
Washington's already lost, you know, in the division here. I mean, I think they've won one also, but you just want to grab as many of these as you can. And there's no question, last year, the last couple of years, the Eagles and Washington, it's been a struggle, right? We know it. We saw it. It affected the Eagles, literally knocking them out of playoff contention. So you want to reverse all that, move ahead, and beat this team this week.
Start fast, finish strong. The Eagles did neither last week in Detroit, and that is why the Eagles lost their first game of the regular season. Our kickoff show on Sunday begins at noon. Our postgame show presented by Rico immediately after the game with instant reaction from FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. For Joe DeCamera, Dave Spadaro, thanks for joining us on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.